Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A pregnant woman and her two children were killed in an early morning row home fire in Strawberry Mansion. Two others, a woman and a child, were injured. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the scene.
This is on Corley Street, close to West Cumberland. The fire happened in a row home towards the middle of the block. It's charred inside and out. The damage is significant. Family members, friends, neighbors of the victims were outside, sobbing, screaming, just devastated. It was just before 5 in the morning when the fire started, and crews rushed over to get the people out of the house. Officials say two children, ages 4 and 5, were taken to the hospital where they died. Once the fire was out, officials say they found a woman dead in a middle bedroom on the second floor. Her heartbroken aunt said she was pregnant.
Fire officials say a woman escaped by jumping from a second-floor window with a child who also survived. The woman was critically hurt, but the child was stable. The cause of the fire isn't clear yet, but investigators say there were working smoke alarms. No King's Day protests against the Trump administration are set to take place all over the country tomorrow. One of the biggest gatherings is expected here in Philadelphia. The demonstrations were originally planned in response to the president's military parade in Washington, D.C., but now they're taking place against the backdrop of ICE raids and the deployment of military and National Guard troops in L.A. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more on what to expect.
The Philadelphia police will be all hands on deck for the protest. Extra patrols will walk with demonstrators, some will block traffic, and some will be on standby in case anything gets out of hand. Mayor Sherelle Parker cautions those who attend to protest peacefully.
We are coordinating closely with our public safety and law enforcement partners at every level of government. That is local, that is state and federal, and it's what we did for the Eagles Parade. It's what we did when we had the Northeast plane crash. It is standard operating procedure.
The district attorney and police leadership have said if anything gets out of hand or if anyone breaks the law, they will be arrested and held accountable.
The march is scheduled to start around noon from Love Park to the Art Museum, but officials believe people will begin to gather in the morning, and most roads around City Hall up to the Ben Franklin Parkway will be closed for much of the day. SEPTA will have reduced transit as well and bus detours around Center City. Demonstrations are planned for the suburbs as well, including Media, Norristown, and Doylestown. The New Jersey Forest Fire Service is battling a 100-acre wildfire in Wharton State Forest in Chemung Township, Burlington County. The Mines Spung wildfire is 0% contained. The fire is in the area of Carranza Memorial. Batona Trail is closed from Carranza Road and Bulldozer Road. Officials say there are no structures threatened at this time. The fire service has deployed fire engines, bulldozers, helicopters, and ground crews. Crews are actively working to establish and strengthen containment lines and have initiated a backfire operation to aid in containment. Cause of the fire is under investigation. Workers at World Cafe Live in University City claim they were fired this week after some walked off the job protesting payroll issues and a toxic work environment. KYW's Connor Barkon reports.
Servers, bartenders, and box office staff walked off the job Wednesday night during a Suzanne Vega concert because they say new CEO Joe Callahan is failing to manage the venue and pay workers.
We had like chants and everything like that saying, you know, keep Metaverse out of my shows. Joe Callahan has got to go.
Evelyn Blower worked at World Cafe since 2023, but was fired this week along with coworkers who said employees weren't getting paid.
We're protesting against all of the new leadership that has come in and turned World Cafe Live into something unrecognizable.
Callahan is known as the person who brought the tourist attraction The Portal to Philadelphia, but he was elected CEO of World Cafe Live this year.
Workers say some of the people let go were neither protesting or even working that day. World Cafe leadership says state and federal authorities are being contacted to pursue legal action. We asked Callahan for an interview, but were pointed to press releases published earlier this week. People who work in Philadelphia will pay slightly less wage tax, maybe enough for a cup of coffee or two over the course of a year, as part of the new budget just approved by City Council. The $6.8 billion deal also makes cuts to the business tax and directs money to small businesses hurt by the loss of a tax break. It also clears the way for Mayor Parker's $800 million initiative for 30,000 new and restored units of affordable housing. The budget includes new spending on public safety, education, and cleaning and greening. It takes effect on July 1st. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.